good ones don't know how to put their neck and their foot and their finger out there to find and attract good men. Because there's a lot of good men that's single, right? There's a lot of men that's just waiting to get kids, you know, that whole thing. Yeah. You have to literally be proactive. Don't worry about, oh, he has to find me. Because I think we as women get stuck on, he has to find me. Sometimes in this society, it's the other way around.
Yeah.
You need to go find him.
Mm-hmm.
All right? If you hear the stories, I've heard so many testimonies like myself, right? I found my husband. I put it like that. No? You don't think so?
I initiated.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I initiated it. Okay, I've heard so many other testimonies. Good man, and their ladies initiated it. In this society, in this day and age now, is different. So don't think about, oh, he has to find me. We're past that stage right now. It's so bad that we got to go find him now. Okay, so don't worry about that. Just go out there, start dating. I've heard people getting together on dating apps, Facebook dating, all these damn dating sites.
Yeah.
Don't be scared. Don't be just sitting there, you all good, but you single. For what? You know, just try to find another good person there out there. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into it.
What you got for us?
Well, I did have another question that was given to us about, you know, getting our advice here, and I was like, ooh, I wonder if he's read this yet. So this lady basically said that she regret not making her marriage work, and now her husband, or her ex-husband should I say, is happily married. So
I told you when you get married and you're making another woman happy and they seeing that woman reaping the benefits of it, you know what I mean? Now that's when they feel a certain type of way. But if you sitting up there sad and all depressed and all that type of shit, they don't give a fuck about you.
But what's happening is they're more confused because they're like, why would somebody want that? That's exactly how it starts off.
That was because my garbage. That was my trash.
No, not that. I'm talking about why they divorced them. So if they divorced them for like five reasons, they're trying to figure out why the hell would a lady want this man? That's the first initial thought. Because I didn't like him because he did all of these things. So why do you like him so much?
Mm-hmm.
Is he treating you better? Or am I crazy? They get confused. Mm-hmm. So then that's when the regret starts to come in because they get that, dang.
Maybe
it wasn't that bad. Right. Maybe it was me. You know what I'm saying? So because if he's making another lady happy, he could have made you happy, right? Since you were so upset. So it's a lot of mixed feelings that us ladies go through, but I think we need to get our emotions in check because it's kind of sad.
Yep. The gist of it. Basically, she decided to divorce her husband. You know, she was a stay-at-home mom. You know, they had a new kid. And
hold on.
Come on.
How you divorce somebody and you a stay-at-home mom?
Come on, and a new kid?
So he must have had to do something crazy for her to do that. Ain't
what?
No way.
Yo, please hit that like button and subscribe. Appreciate that. Appreciate that, Chris. This is crazy.
Ain't no way.
She openly says, I know I kept like asking a lot of him because he, you know, he was the primary breadwinner, but she wanted more help at home with the kid and she's nagging.
I'm sorry. I keep pausing it.
This shit be pissing me off.
She basically divorced him because she wanted more help in the house.
Nigga, you at home. That's your job now.
Yeah, but some ladies don't know how to be a stay-at-home mom. Where's her mother at?
Is she not at work?
Does she what?
Know how to work?
She. What do you mean?
Like, when you go to your job, if you have a job doing something, right? You got to go and do it. You can't just say, hey.
Oh, meaning like it's still a job.
Yes.
Okay. But the difference is
you with your family.
The difference, yes. This is how ladies are thinking. This is a job that's 24/7. There's not like this is a job where you get to take a break. Like y'all do. Y'all work 8 to 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And you have weekends off or you have at least 2 days off or one day off. No, I'm saying this is what ladies are thinking.
It's a lie. Like, when you come home, we got to cut the grass. We got to take out the trash.
For the guys that's cutting the grass.
Most guys are cutting grass. If we got to give you attention, we got to help change diapers. We doing all that same shit. We got
to guys ain't helping changing diapers.
It's a damn lie. I don't know. No nigga on this planet, on this earth, that never changed a diaper.
No, we ain't say, hold on. We ain't say never change. We said help. So if you changed it once a month, that's not helping.
Nah, these niggas doing this shit every day. It's no woman in on this planet, especially a black woman, that's going to let a nigga sit there and not change a diaper. Let's just be real.
Nah, but for real, you're blessed to be at home. So I'm trying to understand, even though what I wanted to say is that even though it could be challenging to be a stay-at-home mom, it's challenging for the man to go to work. It's y'all not looking at both sides. You're just looking at your side. I'm so sad. I need help. But the man might be saying, I need help. I want more money. Or if we had two incomes, it would be a lot better to get to where we got to go. Or I'm tired of going to work, but I still got to go to work to support my wife and kids. So it's kind of like you're not looking at his side.
Yep.
That's the thing.
Appreciate that, Just Rules.
It says,
we out here changing diapers.
Yes, like, we meant to help change diapers.
Like, no nigga on this earth is going to say, no, I'm not changing no
it's
diapers.
It's rare to say it. Like
that's your kid,
change.
Especially if that's your first
but
one.
That's why.
That's your first kid, and you're not going to change a diaper?
That's what I'm trying to explain.
That's a memory that you always have with you for the rest of your life.
I'm trying to explain that women look at it different. If you're not helping them a lot, you ain't helping. I'm trying to give y'all the game. Y'all not listening.
But that's stupid. They got to change that.
I didn't say it was smart. I'm just trying to teach y'all what women are thinking in their heads so you can help them. If you don't help them consistently, you ain't helping. I'm trying to tell you.
But don't they got to listen to us? That's some bullshit.
Listen, what are you talking about?
Listen to, because if they want, all right, so.
No, I'm talking about with the diaper. Let's stick to the diaper part.
Yeah. So guys are doing that. So we can't bring that.
No,
so
I said they're not helping consistently.
They are.
No, they're not.
Because they're at work.
No, I'm talking about when they get home.
So what they do when they get what? So
you
what
just said they cutting grass. Jane, listen, I ain't saying nothing bad.
Yeah. No,
I'm talking about in the lady's brain. Okay. If you come home, so you was just working, now you're about to work some more. Of course, you're going to be exhausted. You're about to, where's my plate? Where's my, I'm about to take a shower. You're about to relax.
Yeah.
You ain't about to get up. I'm not talking about every day. Uh-huh. Most days, you're not going to get up to change the diaper. You're going to do what you was already doing.
They are. There's studies about this.
About what?
About men helping around in the house.
This is not
1920s, 1930s conversation. Most guys are helping.
Most women are working. So we're talking about the stay-at-home mom ones, not the ones that's working.
Yeah,
that's
but,
a study
but
for
those
women
guys,
that's working.
Most men are raised in a single-parent household, right? So we was raised doing chores and doing all that type of shit. So this is not no 1920s where niggas went doing that stuff. Now guys are helping out more in the house. It might not, like you said, it might not be how the woman
that's
wants.
That's what I'm saying. How it wants to be done.
But they
that's
are,
what I'm talking
but
about.
But they are doing
it. I didn't say they weren't doing it. I said consistently.
I'm saying they consistently doing it.
To her.
In her
brain.
But that's her logic, though.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Yeah. The logic of a lady. I ain't talking about the logic of like how it should be.
But that's forever fleeting, though. It's like,
I didn't say it was good. I'm trying to explain to you. This is what, to me, some men are lacking. Even though it may not be the most logical thought, y'all have to still consider the thought. Because if it's not logical, you need to help her make it logical. Because if not, if she keeps going back in her brain that you're not helping, even though you are, she's going to continue to say that. So when you get a divorce, she's going to say you ain't shit, period. What you want to do is understand her thoughts. Even though it's not maybe the smartest, and help her make it make sense, because she will go crazy in her brain thinking that you're not helping, even though you are. If you feel what I'm saying, y'all gotta understand women.
Okay, all right. So
that's all I'm saying.
So this is why I want to help you out. So all the guys that's in the chat and everybody. All right. So I'm just gonna make up some shit, right? And then I want you to explain to me to make me a woman to how a woman
help, to be. Help the lady with her thoughts, yeah, make right? her not think like that.
Exactly. So if I say there's an alien in this room over here, please change. Help. Do the woman talk to me like how you would talk to a woman to help me out.
What you mean?
It's an alien over here. It's in this other room.
You already know how to do that.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's an alien in this other room. Talk to me and how a woman won't want to be talked to, because it's some bullshit.
About I didn't say how she want to be talked to. I said to help her get on a logical path.
I know. Help me get on a logical path.
Dang. Let's not make this a long conversation. I'm saying all that. Right. You know what I'm saying. If a lady is not logical.
If y'all understand what she's saying, put a one in the chat.
Forget the
dynamic. If y'all don't understand what she's saying, put a two in the chat.
If the person is not logical, think of like a teacher. You think them kids come in smart? Like, they come in not knowing nothing. So you have to break it down. It don't take a day. It take maybe a couple of days, a couple of weeks. It depends on the person. But you have to make her not think that she's not getting help. Because these ladies are thinking they not getting help if it's not how they want to be helped.
Exactly.
Now, you got to get her off that mindset. That's not smart.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. All
right. And it's just getting worse. And then she just says, you know what? I want a divorce. He tries to make it work. And then it's done. She at least gets the house. She gets a kid.
Try to make it work.
But now, as time rolls on, he gets remarried. You know, she's in her 40s. He remarries a girl in her 20s. I believe it's his 20s. Yeah. 30s. In her 30s or whatever. And now she doesn't have the fine body that she used to have X amount of years ago. And he's happy to have...
See?
No, that's for me. That was for me.
No, that's
for you?
That was for me. That was me.
That was a new me. Kid. No, and now her own kid.
That's the problem.
Don't want to be at home no more. He wouldn't go to daddy's house.
Well, tell me about the alien. And then we can...
I already told you. You know how to do it. Stop acting crazy.
Because it's so much fun over there.
Damn.
Look.
This is crazy.
And now she says, I'm alone. I'm miserable. I only have short-term relationships.
Oh, she's just getting penis when it's convenient.
I'm sorry, y'all. I don't mean
to
laugh.
You're cracking up like
him. Damn.
So this is what comes to mind. This is what comes to mind.
Emotional damage.
And that's why I was laughing, because I knew he was going to play that, and it kept popping in my head. Emotional.
Just go ahead and dive right into it. You want me to go ahead and hit it?
Yeah. I want you to dive into it as a married man, knowing what it takes to try to have a successful marriage and time and effort. What do you think about this?
What I think about it is you reap what you sow. Mm-hmm. And I also think that appreciate what you got while you have it. Because what's the word that people throw out all the time? You know, when relationships end, what's the word? Narcissist again? I felt like she thought that this was about me, and I felt like if she would have tried a little harder to make it about us.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like she just thinking about her side, but she's not thinking about what her husband has to do.
Yeah,
like you think he wants to go to work every day or however. For a man to support you and the kids like full time, that means he's either working a lot or he has a high figure paying job. But most cases, he's just working a lot. And both, you know, is bringing a nice chunk of income. If you want to be a stay-at-home mom, be that. But don't complain when you get it. Because it's not going to be always what you think it should be. It's going to be what the reality is. And it doesn't mean that the reality is negative. It's just that you want this, but you ain't going to get that. Like, it's not going to happen. So you got to know before you step into something what it fully entails. Did you talk to a whole bunch of stay-at-home moms before you wanted to become one? That's one thing. You got to talk about it. Talk to people who's in it and say, hey, how is it like? How is the life like? Can you tell me the pros and cons? Talk to 10 women about it and then say, yes, I want to do that or I don't. Instead of getting into it and then get a divorce, that's not that man's fault, especially if he's providing for you.
Yeah. And honestly, man, this is one of the issues, right? Because a lot of times we just like to, like you said, we only thinking about our side of the coin, right? And not the other person's side. And even with our conversation, right? Even though it was a confusion of what she was trying to tell me, and I didn't get the shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still waiting, but
you brought that thing back.
But no, man, it was it's a lot of times, like a lot of people, like you said, they're gonna regret if they're not really thinking about the full picture. Like even in some of my old relationships and stuff like that, right? She was a stay-at-home mom too as well, and she hated it. You know what I'm saying? At first, a lot of people like this soft girl era and all this type of shit. But until they ass in there and she can't go out as much as she want, a lot of these people want to be a stay-at-home moms and thinking they're going to be at home not working, and then they can go out and spend all the money they want. No, you're going to be on the fucking budget. You can't go everywhere you want to go.
Oh,
you
know that's probably why she didn't like it.
Yeah.
It was that as well.
Yeah, because you can't. It's only one income coming in, so we have to make sure we pay all the fucking bills. So if I'm making enough money to pay all the bills, that making I'm making a decent amount of money. But we just can't just go out and you go crazy, because if you was making money, then you can go spend. We can have more resources for you to be able to go out. But you want to stay at home, so stay at home and chill.
But let's talk about this. Your ex-wife hated being a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
And I loved it. I wish I did it sooner. But let's talk about why. She didn't have... Okay, y'all know how you say, oh, have a life before you get married. Get it out your system. Y'all heard about that? Go party. Go do whatever it is you need to do before you get married. That's for men and women. They say it for both. Your ex didn't have the time to do that because y'all got married young. Me, I had time. I got married to him when I was 25. We got together at 22. So I was with you. So it stopped at 22. So from 18 to 22, I had time to go and party, you know, all the other things that, let's say, to get out my system in that way, right? What?
What the other things to get out your system?
Being by myself.
Oh,
like being single. Like I'm not like...
Oh,
with, you know, so I'm saying, like, I was able, when I say party, I was in the industry. I told y'all I was a professional dance choreographer. I was modeling. So I can't even see you, but you understand, I had time. You look crazy though. I had time. I'm trying to tell you, I had time, but it was in a different way, but it still was outside. I was outside.
Oh, outside.
Yes.
Oh, in the streets.
No.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying is, I literally was able to quote unquote get some stuff out of my system. Okay. Right. So when I got with him,
you weren't getting nothing put in your system. It was
no. Here we go.
I'm just saying, you already know
the answer. Stop throwing out these crazy things that ain't happened. What I'm saying is, when I got with James, I was 22. We was together for 3.5 years. So me and him, we didn't have a kid yet. He had a child, but I didn't have a kid yet, right? So me and him was out partying still. We was doing things together. Then 3 years later, now I'm 25. And then I got married. So we had time. So when I became a stay-at-home mom is when I became a mother. So I didn't have like thing, I wish I was out at the club. I don't think I would have, but I'm just giving you why. Like I actually was out at the club. I was doing things in that way.
I was on cat raises, my bad.
I'm just letting y'all know. So this is the question. This is why I brought it up. Do you think that when women are at home and they didn't have time to kind of be and learn themselves is what it is. You're learning yourself before you get tied down and settled down. That's what I'm trying to bring out. Yeah. Do you think women should be able to learn themselves first before they settle down into a relationship, especially stay-at-home mom? Or do you think they should come straight from high school, you know, the beginning of college, and go straight into a relationship and they don't know themselves yet? Because I think that now in this society, what's happening is people don't even know themselves to even be getting married. They don't know what they want, what they like, what they can handle. They don't know nothing because they didn't go through life. That's what I'm trying to say.
My personal opinion, I don't think it has nothing to do with it. I think it has everything to do with maturity level.
But you become mature in that time, though.
But you become mature in relationship too, as well. So a lot of times we learn shit on the fly, right? Just like how nobody taught us how to have sex. Anybody taught you how to have sex? No. Nobody taught me how to have sex, right? So a lot of these things that we do in life, we learn on the fly. You know what I mean? Like.